in prayer.
If he was, say, right-handed, he'd keep it behind his...
Right ear.
If he was left-handed, he'd keep
behind
it
behind his left ear.
Somebody's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of
your mouth. Stop mumbling. I wonder why they had two vans out there and only one person.
What's wrong?
They had two vans. Pick up one person. That's normally happens.
Okay. You get a chicken bone stuck in your
throat.
Tie around you.
In your neck.
You call this part of your neck your... Now, what do they call the part that goes up and down?
Well, body
a man,
neck.
Yeah.
What is Adam's apple?
Okay. Goozle?
No, goozle pipe.
What's your, the goozle pipe?
The part that goes inside, right? And it's your esophagus, I think.
Go to the dentist and have him look at you.
Jeez.
Got to pull up. When he has to, you know.
Pull a tooth and extraction.
Or he says you better take better care of your
gums.
This is the
palm of your hand.
You got two?
Two hands.
When you're gonna, like say a man, he got mad and doubled up both
fists.
He made of what?
Made a fist when he doubled up both hands.
Okay. Any place where you bend is called your
elbow or joint.
Yeah, have you ever, what is that disease they call when they get stiff in the,
in the joint?
Yeah, they call that.
Arthritis, probably.
Alright. That's part of a man's body is his
chest.
Okay, they say your husband's got broad
shoulders.
Now, the pain ran all the way from
your toe to your neck.
Okay. You got two.
Feet.
Two feet. You say, when you stumble in the ground, stumble and bruise this part of your leg, you say, I bruise my
shin.
All right. Now, the ground might be too cold to sit down on, so you do this and you say you're doing what?
Stooping.
Stooping down? Okay. That's stooping down?
Well, it would be you.
Well, squatting down? Or? On your what? What do you call the back part of your leg there?
I don't know. What do you call
haunches? Remember that? Somebody had been sick a while, Miss Carter, and they got up now. You say, he still looks a bit...
pale. Weak.
How would you say he felt?
Bad.
Okay. Other expressions? Or? Okay. And talking about your husband, they say, boy, he's sure almighty...
What?
Well, they say he's a big man, or he's a...
Oh, in size, he's a big man.
Somebody who was maybe a little overweight, but they were still big, they say they're awful. What?
Heavy.
Okay. Other ways? Other names? Stout? You ever hear that?
I've heard stout, yes.
Somebody who always had a smile on his face and never lost his temper. You say he's mighty. He's always in a good mood.
Pleasant, good humor. Good mood, pleasant mood.
Now, a teenager who's always arms and legs.
Lanky.
Seem to be knocking over things and stumbling over his feet. They say, don't be so
clumsy.
A person who kept on doing things that didn't make any sense. You'd say he's just a plain
fool.
Okay.
Simpleton.
Other names?
Idiot.
Okay, you might say it wasn't an accident, he did it.
Perfect.